Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Friday, August 5th. And we don't have a lot going on today, but just wanted to end the week with you guys. Looks like we will be having... tonight is... here in a little bit, actually. Starting at 5:30, going to 9 p.m. is on Academy Street in downtown Bishop will be the Friday Night Market. And that's right. Always a fun time. There's live music. There's cocktails. There's food. There's arts and crafts. It's just always cool. You need to go definitely check that out. Sponsored, of course, by Inyo County, City of Bishop, Eastern Sierra Artists, and Mammoth Brewing. To find out more, go to Eastern Sierra Artists with an S, .com. And again, 5:30 tonight to 9 p.m., and that is at, where was it? Academy Street, which is by the library. You'll see it. It's right behind Amigo's restaurant there. So go check that one out. We also posted today from, it looks like, varsity football coach Arnie Palu, the football schedule. Well, it's basically all the fall sports schedule has been released and the contact information for the coaches. So if your kid's going to be varsity football, you have all the contact information for Arnie. JV football, you have content for Richard Mears. Plus the entire schedule. So you'll know all the way through October 28th who we are playing and at what times for both varsity and JV. Volleyball, we got Linda Frigerio's coaching again. Oh, that's good news. Somebody else did it for a little bit there. You can get a hold of her there. And the schedule, of course, for volleyball. You got tennis, Patty Cummings, as always, her information and their schedule. Cross country be Michael Walsh and his information and schedule. What else we got? Cheer, we have Addie Mears. Dance will be Krista Maloney. And it looks like it's everything posted from Stacey Van Ness, the BUHS athletic director. So all the information you need is for your kids' upcoming sports season or information on how to contact the coach. This is how you do it, by going to EasternSierraNow.com. Or even better, going to the mobile app at Eastern Sierra Now. So you want to definitely check that out. You know who's been doing really well for, 30 years? Mono Arts Council. That's right. You definitely want to check them out. Are you an artist of any sort? And an artist stretches a long way. I mean, you always think, oh no, I don't paint. Well, do you take photography? Do you take cell phone photography? Are you an actor? Are you a filmmaker? Do you do bead work? You know, do you crochet? Do you quilt? All of those are an art form that is not only celebrated and practiced, but sometimes sponsored and held into events with the Mono Arts Council. So it's an awesome program. They help fund arts education for kids K-12. There's the Community Arts Center. They have their gallery. There's a lot going on. And because they're at 30 years, they're working on getting $30,000 in donations that they can put towards the kids' programs. So if you go to monoarts.org, you can support them there by clicking support the arts, or the art and wine events. You can click on that and go, there's just so much stuff. I couldn't even possibly go over it here. So me personally, I think the arts are what humanity is all about. There's so many things that are important: science, math, you know, English, everything. It's all there. But what keeps us human is the arts, because the arts bear your soul. And that's what makes us connect. And that's what shows us as a culture growing and becoming more. I mean, you can study ancient cultures and stuff based on their arts and their crafts and things like that. That's how we test them. It's less of a... language doesn't come into it. Language more than most, but it's mathematics, sciences and stuff. You don't really have proof of that. We can't check that. But you know what we do have proof of? All the way back to cave paintings? Cave paintings. So... arts and crafts are what make us human. If you ask me, anytime, find me and buy me a beer and we'll sit down and have this conversation if you disagree. But I think it's one of the most important things in the world. That's why we are absolutely stoked to have the Mono Arts Council as one of our advertisers on Eastern Sierra Now. Speaking of that, let's check out our advertisers.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly while camping. Know camping and backpacking regulations before you go. Download the Camp Like a Pro app to find the best camping spot. Learn about campfire safety and local regulations. Store all food and scented items in a bear box or container. Keep your distance from wildlife and other campers, too. Dispose of trash properly and always secure dumpster doors. Leave your campsite better than you found. around it. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank our sponsors: Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Get your business noticed by advertising on Eastern Sierra Now. Visit us at info.easternsierranow.com and don't forget to download our mobile app, Eastern Sierra Now, the fastest growing news, information, and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra.
Okay, thank you for that. We have the best advertisers. We do. And they grow every day. We have so many that are waiting in the wings right now that are just getting through their plans, and there you go. So we'll have five or six more here probably by next week. And it has been fantastic to get all of our community businesses involved with our community news. It's so great to be able to help out your friends and your neighbors and the local businesses by supporting their business. Because a lot of times people don't know how to advertise. They just think, oh, I'll just put my logo out there and that's it. And it's a skill, you know, it's not something that everybody needs to know. If you're a plumber, well, when did you go to advertising school? You know, do you know how to make Photoshop logos for your business? A lot of times that's not the case. So that's what we're here for. We're here to help. So if you have a business and you would like to get on with Eastern Sierra Now, it is by far the coolest news source and information entertainment thing around. We cover all of the platforms. We have YouTube videos that are fun and exciting. We have mobile apps. Like we said, nobody else has a mobile app. That's completely different. Our podcast that you're listening to right now, that's completely different. You can listen to this whenever you want to. You don't have to tune in at 7 a.m. in the morning to whatever, you know, FM in order to hear what they think is the news. We post literally everything that is sent to us in press release form or given to us on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, Butthurt Owens Valley, you know, whatever it is, we get that and post it. So you get to choose what the news is, not us. And we put it all in the podcast because we're not limited to time structure. That's what makes us, one of the things that makes us different. A newscast has to be very specific on the radio because you have to fit it in a specific time frame because other stuff has to air at specific times because they're paid for that, like programs and songs and things like that. So you might only have 3 minutes to crank out this news. Well, I can go for 45 minutes if we have 45 minutes worth of news. I can also give you 2 minutes if we have 2 minutes worth of news. That's what's so great about the podcast nation as it is. Also, I can go through advertising. It doesn't have to be like, well, at Mono Arts Council, we have arts, and it's a great place to go. Call Mono Arts today. Those are dumb. That's 1975. That's probably 1965. Now I can do like we just did. I can tell you what I personally think about Mono Arts Council, and it makes it so much better of a place. So if you have a business and you would like to get involved with us, just write at info@easternsierranow.com. And when you do that, I'll get back to you. We'll set up a meeting. We can talk about what we can do to help you. Get out on the web. Get out on social media. Make your own branding. Help you do your business plan, not just pay me money so that I can talk about you. I want to help you succeed in whatever way that means, even if it's not posting on Eastern Sierra Now, but it's helping you come up with what you need to do. And that's what it's all about, man. That's how this game goes. It's great. You know, so if you're interested in jumping on with the best advertising around, call me or write me info@easternsierranow. Call 760-920-8035. Whatever it is you want to do, get a hold of me and we will get you advertising now. So there's a new Parks and Recreation Commission in Mammoth, and it's a 5-member advisory board to the town council. On July 6th, which is tomorrow, town council appointed Scott. Oh, I'm guessing it comes in on the 6th. I'm like, wait a second. How did they appoint that if it's not even the 6th yet? So they appointed it, and then they will be meeting tomorrow. Scott Leaf, Greg Newbery, and Ben Weisner to 2-year terms, and Dan O'Connell, as well as Silver Chisak, I think I got that right. Hopefully I did. To 4-year terms to the Parks and Recreation Commission. At the regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission on August 2nd, that's when they were voted in. The commission, by motion, appointed Dan McConnell as the chair and Silver Chisak as the vice chair for a 2-year term. The commission meets on the first Tuesday of every month at 2:30 p.m. and has powers and responsibilities as set forth in the town's municipal code, Chapter 2.40. Members serve as a term of either 2 or 4 years with eligibility eligibility for reappointment and no term limits. For more information, you can click at the link at easternsierranow.com. You can beat the heat in August at the Whitmore Pool. Visit the Whitmore Pool at their website, which is linked again at Eastern Sierra Now. And you can follow them on Facebook or call their Parks and Recreation Department at 760-965-3690 for the complete summer schedule, fees, and lesson programs, including the AM-PM lap swim schedule. You don't want to click? No problem. Call the pool directly at 965-3692. So the Summer of Awesomeness wraps up next week. We are ending our summer with a bang, hosting the Wave Rave and Mountain Biking Camps next week. We hope you have all enjoyed yourselves as much as we have. Stay tuned for fall programming, scheduled to start in September. If you haven't already, please complete and submit your summer camp survey. We greatly value your input and use this information to make our camps even better. Mammoth Lakes Recreation is celebrating a love for biking and the challenge that brings communities together with a free screening of the film Biketown on Wednesday, August 10th at the U.S. Forest Service Auditorium. That's 2510 Main Street. You know, it's on when you first come into town on the right. Doors will open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy the film with a Mammoth Brewing Company beer and good friends. For more information, you can go to the link at Eastern Sierra Now. We went over this during the week. I just want to point out again that this is going on. To ensure public safety, Inyo National Forest officials are temporarily closing the entry, roads, trails, and facilities at the Inyo Craters site, located on the Mammoth Ranger District during the month of August. Mortality of the trees in the area has increased significantly over the years due to tree overcrowding and drought, further increasing susceptibility to beetle kill and other diseases. Since 2018, many trees in the Inyo Craters area have died as a result of drought, competition, and bark beetles, said Mammoth Lakes District Ranger Fred Wong. As a result, there are a lot of standing hazardous trees near trails, roads, and facilities which could fall on people and vehicles. The Forest Service will be cutting down hazardous trees to abate risk of injury or property damage. So for more information, you can click at Eastern Sierra Now. I want to point out that a guy on Facebook, I posted this, and he wrote in and said, well, maybe they should cut down all the dead trees. I mean, that's something that should happen over there. When are they going to do that? August? I didn't want to be mean, but it's like, come on, man. Read the article before you comment on stuff. That's a problem with a lot of things. People just comment because they see the title or something. And, well, I'm going to... Well, read it. Much love to you. Thanks for following Eastern Sierra Now. I know I'm making fun of you, but still, it's that was funny. There is still fire restrictions in the Eastern Sierra. We haven't talked about this in a while, but I just wanted to touch base with you. Still from June 6th, when they first made it effective, Inyo National Forest and Bureau of Land Management Bishop Field Office implemented fire restrictions on all federal lands under their jurisdiction. Seasonal fire restrictions for the Eastern Sierra region are being implemented in close coordination with other state and local county agencies. The following restrictions will not be in place on both agency lands. No campfires, briquettes, charcoal barbecues, or stove fires are allowed outside of agency-provided fire rings or barbecues at designated developed recreation sites. Dispersed campfires such as rock rings will no longer be allowed. No smoking, except with an enclosed vehicle or building, a developed recreation site, or in an area at least 3 feet in diameter barren of all flammable materials. No welding or operating acetylene or other torch with open flame, and no motorized vehicles or tools powered by internal combustion engines off designated roads or trails, such as chainsaws or lawnmowers. Oh, here's something good to know. Mammoth Lakes Police Department will now be issuing citations to all owners with dogs off leash at Shady Rest Park and throughout town after issuing only warnings for the last 2 years. It is unlawful for any dog owner to allow their dog to run at large within the town of Mammoth Lakes municipal boundary. The Eastern Sierra offers an incredible outdoor playground for dog owners to play and walk with their dogs off leash. The town is moving forward with plans for a dog park, with construction expected to commence in the fall of 2023. Thank you for your commitment in keeping Mammoth Lake safe and beautiful for all to enjoy. There's a lot of stuff going on in the next few weeks here, and you can check them all out at Eastern Sierra Now underneath the article, Mammoth Lakes Recreation This Week. There's Kids Karaoke at the Village. There's Latin Night, Mammoth Rock and Bowl. There's Open Mic Mondays, Mindful Movement Sessions at Hayden Cabin. That sounds really cool. Some really good stuff. So yoga, meditation. There's a senior donut drop-in. That's awesome. Lots of cool stuff. LGBTQIA plus potluck is the second Tuesday of each month. There's some really good stuff. So come check this out. Head over to EasternSierraNow.com where you can find that information. All right, I think we're going to call it for the day, guys. Have a good weekend. Hopefully we all don't get drowned out by the rain, but that needs to happen. So not the drowning part, but the rain part. So just keep your snorkel on and we'll be good. All right, everybody. Talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Eastern Sierra Now. Because when you want your Eastern Sierra news, you want it now.